Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like just simply to bring to your attention the background to the consolidated paper which has been put together. This is essentially bringing all of those different documents that we discussed in the first meeting and trying to reflect a little bit of the discussions that were held during the plenary so that some of those are captured in there, but it was to give you that consolidated report. At the end of that report, there is a list of, in an annex, of all the major barriers and now the options at the national, regional, and international level that were discussed. So this was a reflection of your debates and your discussions. That annex is actually rather important because it is the basis upon which we have then deduced a much more comprehensive yet consolidated list of barriers to be discussed in the breakout sessions. But I should be very clear at this point that this is not a closed list. In other words, if you feel that in the list of the barriers and the options and the solutions that were discussed, you don't find what you require, then clearly that is something for you to discuss during the breakout. So rather than rehearse what is in the paper, which was essentially a consolidation of all the different assessments, I would like now actually to turn your attention to what will happen in the breakout itself, the one on information and monitoring. That's UNEP AHEG /2018/2/3, which is really the focus. What we have done then is to give a very short paper which describes, in a sense, the challenges before us. And what we have looked at then are what are the key barriers that come out in relation to the legal, the financial, the technological, and the information aspects. So under the legal side, there are five clear barriers that we would like you to consider. And there's substantive information in the previous documentation, but just to give you a very shorthand version of these, you can see that the first and obvious legal barrier is still the lack of harmonized standards or any kind of legally binding or measurable targets, which is clearly where the option discussions came from. Out of those discussions, I'm not going to go through these in great detail because they are in the paper 2/3, but to give you a flavor, under the enhancement of existing legislative instruments, we saw, for example, attention to localized infrastructure, work on ships, litter from ships, landfilling, and so forth. So there's a whole list of things that are covered by national legislation. What you also get in this table, rather condensed, is the timeline. So when you look at the document itself, what you'll see and what you can discuss, of course, is there are things that can be done in the short term and things that will take much longer. And some countries are further along that journey than others. So that is something else to bring out during the breakout groups, where you see that the initiation of an activity has not literally taken place. At the regional level, there is a strong focus on existing regional bodies. So there's about alignment opportunities there. And then in the international setting, without wanting to preclude any further conversations on what was already discussed or presented earlier on the options 1, 2, and 3, they have just been put there for the record. But there are many other things that have come up, in particular to do with global recycling standards, different ideas of bans, but also the different definitions of waste streams and so forth. So in each breakout group, there will be some merit, I think, in looking at these barriers to see whether you have found what you consider to be a barrier in that list, whether there was some in the original document which you would like to bring back onto the table. And then, of course, are the solutions, the opportunities that you've identified or have in your mind when you come to the meeting reflected in either this document or in the report that will come from your session? So these are the different legal ones. I won't go through them in great detail. The financial ones, we only in the end identified two. So the lack of funds and implementation of market-based instruments, and then, of course, the perverse subsidies conversation that was held, but also the creation of profitable end markets. So there's quite a lot there in the financial areas that could be discussed. On the technology side, we recognize, of course, that there's an issue of technology transfer, but there's also the problem of insufficient use of recycled materials in products, which can be done through voluntary agreements as well as through legislation. And then there's the whole issue of the fragmentation of technology and how it's spread. The use of open data, these are some of the global standards that can be looked at. And then finally, there's the whole issue of information, which will inevitably become part of the focus of this particular session of breakout groups. Again, there's a long list of all the things that can be thought of as information, and how that then is taken up into the national, the regional, and the global setting is what you'll be focusing on. So let me very quickly then go over to the questions, and maybe Gillian, you might like to look at some of those and address those.